A half century ago, before the election of John F. Kennedy as president, many Americans feared, in a carryover of 19th century tensions and suspicions, that Roman Catholicism might someday threaten America with church power and theocracy. Especially since the Vatican II reforms of the 1960s, that psychology has reversed, with current theocratic inclinations in the United States concentrated among conservative Protestants. Pew Center polls found that while majorities of Protestants, particularly evangelicals, acknowledged that their personal religious views and faith influenced their voting, only 32% of Catholics did. Polling by ABC News in May 2004 found the following rank order of support for religious leaders trying to influence politics. White conservative evangelicals, 62%. White church-going evangelicals, 53%. White evangelical Protestants, 46%. Evangelical Protestants, 43%. Catholics, 34%. Non-evangelical Protestants, 27%. Persons with no religion, 22%. To amplify this point, in 2004, rank-and-file Catholics by 72% to 22% opposed Roman Catholic bishops denying communion to politicians who supported abortion rights. Gary Bauer, a leader of the religious right, captured the irony. When John F. Kennedy made his famous speech that the Vatican would not tell him what to do, evangelicals and Southern Baptists breathed a sigh of relief. But today, evangelicals and Southern Baptists are hoping that the Vatican will tell Catholic politicians what to do. As for the leanings of key GOP leaders, much of the attention focused on George W. Bush and Tom DeLay, the Republican House Majority Leader, who openly said, "God is using me all the time, everywhere, to stand up for a biblical worldview in everything that I do and everywhere I am. He is training me." However, the larger tale lies in data showing that in 2004, all seven of the top Republican leaders in the U.S. Senate, starting with Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee and working down to Senator George Allen of Virginia, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, boasted 100% ratings from the Christian Coalition, founded by Pat Robertson in the wake of his 1988 presidential bid. As of this writing, none of the half-dozen pieces of quasi-theocratic legislation drafted by the religious right and introduced in Congress by its supporters, bills like the House of Worship Free Speech Restoration Act, the First Amendment Restoration Act, and the Constitution Restoration Act, had achieved passage, but the time could come. These and others are glowingly described on the website of the Christian Coalition. Political correctness on the left has been surpassed by its theological equivalent on the right, and 2005 saw the first Republican member of Congress stand up and say so. Congressman Christopher Shays of Connecticut in late March 2005 sadly declared that the Republican Party of Lincoln has become a party of theocracy. A cultural adjunct to these ambitions, End Times Theory and Literature, with its audience of 50 to 100 million Americans, emerged as a big business in the United States during the 1990s, turning dozens of fundamentalist and charismatic preachers into multimillionaires, thanks to their best-selling books, videos, televised sermons and Bible hours, TV stations, and broadcast networks. Not surprisingly, most are ardent supporters of tax cuts and reduced economic regulation, as their faithful flocks concentrate on morality, salvation, biblical guidance, a possible rapture, and the countdown to Christ's return. These believing constituencies, in turn, want more of their government, over whatever time may be left, to come from religious institutions, with the imprimatur of a president who openly favors at least some transfer of power. Such mingling of theology, popular culture, and theocracy has already brought about aspects of an American disenlightenment, to employ a descriptive antonym. Effects can be seen in science, climatology, federal drug approval, biological research, disease control, and not least in the tension between evolution theory and the religious alternatives, creationism and so-called intelligent design. Some commentators have pictured the greatest religious threat to science since the Catholic Church in 1633 put Galileo under house arrest for heresy in stating that the earth revolved around the sun. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. The religious hawkishness, substitution of faith for reason, and missionary insistence increasingly visible in the United States have plagued leading world economic powers from Rome to Spain to Britain. It is time to turn to the theologization of American politics and the unfortunate historical precedents it calls to mind.